plan a team for the second time here in a pretty short window. What are some of the positives from a preparation standpoint in that, and are there any negatives?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, obviously, seems like we just played these guys, but in all reality, when you take a look at it, there's been a lot of development, with their offense, a lot of growth and a lot of improvement. So you have to really not fall into the trap that, hey, we know these guys, we just got done playing them, and it's all, you know, the same as what we thought, because obviously as the season goes, everyone tries to progress and either increase or decrease whatever they're doing and to grow as a unit. And certainly they have. I mean, Geno Smith obviously is doing a great job, running their offense and really looks like they've tried to develop their offense into, some packages and expand the packages that he can, add some different dynamics to. Certainly a very explosive team. They've had some key players that have been, in and out of the lineup, and people have been able to step up into different roles and really do a good job. So it's certainly, you got to take a look at it from a baseline approach. There are some, holdover things that are good as far as knowing the personnel and different weapons that they do have, which is good, and you can kind of review some of that from a quicker standpoint to get back on the same page as far as who the players are. But certainly, this team is done a great job of improving offensively, the run game behind their offensive line with, Powell and Christopher Ivory, doing a great job. And then, the skill positions, Holmes been in there a little bit, and Curley obviously being back, and Hill, just do a great job. And all the way to Cumberland, and, Jeff Cumberland, if you take a look at his growth and the different things that he's been able to do, and how he's really affected the offense also. So, there are positives and negatives to both, but certainly obviously being a game that's within the division is critically important for us to prepare extremely hard to hopefully go out and give ourselves a chance to win.
And Matt, I'm just wondering what your take is on not your last matchup specifically, but our 6 weeks, how the Jets have done with their run game and how much and when they've incorporated it specifically.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely think that's, the heart and soul of what they do. They certainly provide many different attack points in the run game, whether it's the traditional run game that they can, line up in two-back sets and pound the ball downhill, which they like to do, or their one-back run game, or, incorporating the different, packages with whether it's the running back, taking the direct snap and the, called wildcat formations, or the quarterback in the the shotgun pistol look, being able to run some different packages there too. So certainly what they've done is expand their attack points and how they can get to their run game from multiple different different formations and looks and personnel groups. So I think they've done a phenomenal job with that and really trying to expand the amount of area that you have to defend in the run game. So that's definitely a strength for them right now.
I'll just follow up, Stacey. Matt, do you see a lot of balance in that offense between the run and the pass?
You actually do. It's a very balanced offense between the run and the pass. I think, obviously they're going to do a great job of controlling the game with their run game, but then setting up for, the passing game, whether it's the, the play action pass that feeds off the run game, or their, drop back or quick passing game to, help control the possession. They're very balanced in what they do, run and pass. And I think, I think what they try to do is obviously feed off the run, and, to help themselves in the passing game, which, they do a great job. And again, Geno Smith has, has a very strong arm. He can really get the ball downfield if they need to stretch you, vertically. And then they have with Coach Morningwig in the background of the horizontal passing game, that he can, also, get you that way too. So I think they're doing a good job of keeping it very balanced.
And it seemed like a couple of your defensive backs, Logan and Duran, got a lot of playing time on Sunday. Can you just maybe update us on what you see in their development so far this season?
Sure. I mean, I think, it's kind of like we always do. Obviously, everyone that's active for the game is prepared and ready to go at any particular time that we may need to, have you in the game. So certainly those guys are younger players right now, evolving through the system, are doing a good job of working real hard to understand our, fundamental techniques and the scheme of what we're asking them to do. And I think they're, two young players that are, showing some improvement from an understanding standpoint of, you know, playing in the NFL and playing on receivers and playing in different positions out on the field. But certainly from all our guys, you know, across the board, just preparing every week very hard to put yourself in that game type situation. Certainly from a standpoint mentally and physically throughout practice, it's critical for us to really try to execute as well as possible during the week so that when we go out into the game, everything's happening in a familiar fashion.
Hey, Matt, you mentioned the Wildcat and Bill did too, and I don't recall seeing that in the first meeting of these teams. How often have they used that since?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a package that they run and that they have along with their other different running packages that they use, and I think it's something that week in, week out, you could either see a lot more or infrequently based on either the game plan, personnel situation, or how the particular game is going in whatever direction, they decide to move, the game into. So it certainly does show up. It shows up, in the games that, we've seen since we played them, and it's something that you have to prepare for. So I think it's a situation, obviously, where if it's something that's working for them, you can expect to see it more. And, if it's something that, is not, then, possibly they may go in another direction with a couple of the other different run packages that they do present you.
Mm-hmm. Someone we didn't see was Curley, and he's a factor in the return game, or has been for them in the past. And he's also had only two receptions against Pittsburgh, had 9 catches against Tennessee and Atlanta. What difference does he make in their offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a really good player. I mean, this is a guy that can line up in in different positions, the slot position in particular, and really does an excellent job of getting open. Has a great feel for the different types of coverages that affect him as an inside receiver and how people match up against him, whether it's man or zone, and finding the areas within the defensive coverage that are open. He has a great feel for the down and distance awareness as far as where he needs to get if it's a what I'll call an intermediate or horizontal route. And, I think he does an excellent job of getting away from defenders and really understanding how people, cover him. So he's certainly someone that'll bring a different dynamic compared to, before. But obviously, as you can see on film, is someone that is a very productive player for them.